From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. The possibility of war against Iraq is dominating conversations around the world. And today we had a chance to hear what some people are thinking. NPR in the United States and the BBC in Britain organized a worldwide call-in program today, inviting people to say what they thought. Now, this is by no means a scientific sample, but we want you to hear a little bit of what people said around the world. NPR's Neil Conan and the BBC's Robin Lustig took the calls.
To Pakistan, our next caller is Khurram Dastgir Khan, who's on the line from Gujranwala. Khurram, what's the feeling where you are about this?
Well, Pakistani public opinion is, one could say, universally against the war. And Pakistanis consider this Bush doctrine of hot preemption very dangerous for their country. Because there's a deep fear that if this Iraq war goes ahead, first the U.S. will use this doctrine to perhaps use its force to remove Pakistan's nuclear weapons, and then India might use this precedent to wage war on Pakistan.
And let's go next to Trondheim in Norway. Joining us now is Sverre Sørum. And what's your thoughts on the crisis?
I think the United States and Britain should try and get the others on board by waiting a while and trying to find a smoking gun. A smoking gun must be found.
Another call now. Stuart Katzoff is on the line from Tel Aviv in Israel. Stuart, hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Hi, what do you think?
We're rather apprehensive here in Tel Aviv, well, in Israel in general, Tel Aviv in particular.
Because last time there was a war, Iraq sent some missiles to Tel Aviv, didn't it?
I was here for all 39 missiles, and yes, it was quite an experience. We, even though the official government policy here is you have little to worry about, the majority of Israelis, especially here in Tel Aviv, we find that rather amusing. We're apprehensive. We're not in a panic, but we're very worried. People are buying plastic and flashlights and radios and food, etc., etc.
Okay, let's move now to Turkey, another country which borders Iraq. Asim Kazancigil is on the line from there. Asim, what do you think?
My view is if there will be a quick war against Iraq, which will remove Saddam, which will be efficient in removing Saddam, I support this. But if the war will harm Iraqi civilians and instead not bring Saddam to justice, I'm against it.
Our next caller is Pam Linderman, who's with us from Pennsylvania in the United States.
My niece is over in the Gulf right now. She was an activated Marine who was in the reserves until about 4 weeks ago. And I am really concerned that if we move without world support behind us, that we are putting ourselves and our men and women who are in the military in much graver danger than it would be if we waited.
But let's hear from an Iraqi in exile. Ahmed Yahya is living in Ohio in the United States now. Ahmed, obviously you're going to be listening to everything that is said on this with a huge amount of interest. What view do you take?
Who would be most benefited out of the outcome of this war? And actually it's the Iraqi people. And I ask, you know, the leaders of Germany, France, and the rest of the nations that really to support this war because, you know, for the Iraqis, this is their only hope. Really, Iraqis have no freedom at all. So America, UK is going to do a big favor for the Iraqi people.
Listeners from around the world calling today to a joint program of NPR, and the BBC.